For much of the last year, many of our favorite cinemas were shut down. But one bright sign of life emerged in El Paso last week, the opening of a new Alamo Drafthouse cinema on El Paso's far east side. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. In-person moviegoing is slowly returning, and betting on a pent-up demand for audiences wanting to get back to the big-screen experience, Triple Tap Ventures, the franchise owner of El Paso's Alamo Drafthouse Cinemas, moved ahead last year with construction of a new and expanded cinema. Joining me to discuss Alamo's new venue, I'm happy to have back on the program Triple Tap's programming director, Robert Saucedo. Good morning, Robert.
Morning. How are you doing today?
I am great. You are joining us by Zoom from Houston, but just last week, I actually was in person with you. It was great to get out of the house for once and attend, your grand opening on the east side of the new Alamo Drafthouse Cinema east side location. I wasn't prepared for sort of the emotional response I would have to, one, getting out of the house, but two, walking around a cinema again. I am so excited. To me, it's the greatest sign that we are on the verge of returning to normalcy. Tell us a little bit about the challenges of constructing a cinema in the midst of COVID.
Sure. As I'm sure you're aware, there was a big delay in the opening of the cinema. You know, we had been working on it for a couple of years, and we were scheduled to open it last fall when it looked like there just wasn't going to be a lot of films being released by major Hollywood studios. We pushed it back, and we finally were able to open it this past week, and we're really excited by the response from the community. It was like a perfect storm of Easter weekend, the release of the biggest film in the last year, right. Godzilla versus Kong, and a new theater attracting curious film fans to come out and take a look. There was a lot of uncertainty in the weeks leading up to the release. You know, will there be an audience wanting to come out and visit our new theater? But a lot of that concern was washed away by the just sheer outpouring of support we got from the El Paso community last weekend.
I know it was limited attendance, and I felt very comfortable wandering a mostly empty theater looking at everything before you fully opened to audiences. But I couldn't help but think, walking the hallways and looking at the theaters, just how ambitious a move, and in some regards courageous, to build a new cinema in the middle of the COVID pandemic. This must have been one of the only new cinemas opening in the country in the last 6 months, I gotta believe.
I think you're right. You know, there has been a couple of theaters that I've seen open in, since August, but you know, not a lot of companies are out there expanding right now. But you know, there was never a discussion about abandoning this project in the months leading up to the opening. It was always our intention to get this open. You know, everybody from the brand to our franchise owner, they believe in the importance of cinema and the future of cinema. And we're really excited to kind of double down and invest in that future by opening this new theater.
That probably says a lot about El Paso's movie going too. I know, have read over the years that El Paso has one of the highest per capita movie going populations in the country, which I think would stun a lot of people.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't us, but the highest grossing theater in the country this past weekend for Godzilla versus Kong was one of the Cinemarks in El Paso. You know, El Paso loved the Godzilla versus Kong, and they certainly supported the film this past weekend.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations. I'm glad you're open and slowly opening. I guess, give us some stats. How big is it? How many theaters? What's the biggest screen you've got?
Yeah, so our new theater is one of the biggest Alamos in the country. It's 10 screens, with the biggest auditorium being just a little under 250 seats, and the smallest auditorium being about 47 seats. You know, there's a good mixture of theater sizes, though even the smaller theaters that have 47 seats don't feel like a small theater. It's a wide screen, almost as big as the screens you'll see at our current Montecito location, but just a more intimate setting. You know, it's about 1,000 seats total, and it's a great way to watch a movie. Our signature theater, which we're calling the Big Show, is our prestige large format screen. That's the 250-seat auditorium, and it features a 70-foot screen, Dolby Atmos surround sound with about 36 speakers alongside the ceiling of the room, and laser 4K projection. So the movie looks and sounds fantastic. I had the opportunity to see both Nobody and Godzilla vs. Kong on that screen this past weekend, and they were both just amazing experiences.
The building itself is a cut above most theaters, too. It seems like you went overboard on really designing and making sure that it was situated here on the border, that there's a luchador theme that runs throughout the cinema. Murals, posters, masks. It's decorated, I think, far beyond what most people normally expect walking into a cinema.
Yeah, you know, it's really important for every Alamo Drafthouse to be a reflection of the community that it's in. If you go to the Alamos in Denver versus Virginia versus San Francisco, each Alamo looks a little bit different. We don't want a cookie cutter theater that is the same in every city. We want our theaters to reflect the cities that they're being hosted in. And so when we were developing the East El Paso Theater, it was really important to us to reflect the culture of that border, U.S.-Mexico border town. And it's a beautiful theater. The team behind the design and execution of it did a fantastic job. You know, you walk through a giant luchador mask to get into the big show. There's about 40 archival posters alongside the walls of Mexican cinema history. You're able to kind of live and breathe this living cinema history when you go into the theater, and it's a beautiful experience. It's certainly the best Alamo I've ever been in, and you know, Tim League, the founder of the Draft House, said himself this is the best looking theater that is part of the company, and we're just really proud for Triple Tap to be responsible and for that theater to be in El Paso.
I heard that comment from Tim League, and it seemed genuine that he was not being hyperbolic, that he thinks this is the finest Alamo that's in the country. So that's something feather in our cap in the community, I think, too. In talking to Tim League, a lot of those posters were his, I gather, as well, from his personal collection, which is really special. But we also spoke about his enduring enthusiasm for not just the brand, which he founded 25 years ago, but just for communal movie going and that experience that we've all lost for the last year. You're the programming director for the El Paso Alamos, as well as Lubbock and Houston. Going forward, is there anything you want to spotlight in the coming weeks that we should be aware of as people start to return to theaters?
Yeah, you know, we just put all of our May programming on the website this morning, and there's just a lot of really great stuff coming up. Everything from, you know, big blockbusters that you're going to want to see on the big screen. We're doing an entire month in May dedicated to the films of Martin Scorsese. So we have a different Martin Scorsese film every weekend, to, you know, crowd pleasers like Dirty Dancing and Escape from New York, The Monster Squad, to, you know, a brunch series that we're launching in May with screenings of Singing in the Rain, Mamma Mia, Hairspray, you know, some really great stuff coming up. But what I'm really excited about is the opportunity that having this extra theater with 10 screens allows us to have in the El Paso market. And that's bringing in smaller films that we may not have otherwise had a chance or room to play. So, for example, this weekend that you're hearing this program, you're going to be able to go to the theater and watch movies like Shiva Baby, which is a film about a Jewish woman who's confronted with the man she's having an affair with at a funeral. It's been described as Uncut Gems, but more stressful.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. We have the Oscar-nominated short films in both live action and animated. And we're bringing back one of my personal favorite movies of last year, Wolfwalkers, which is an Oscar-nominated animated film. About shape-shifting wolves in Ireland. So we have some really great stuff coming, not only this weekend, but in the weeks to come. We're really excited to be able to have this extra space to enhance our programming in the El Paso market.
I know people are slowly returning to some of these gathering events, but we are still in a pandemic. There is light at the end of the tunnel, but we're not quite there yet. I know that Alamo has taken some steps along the way. What are the current state of protocols at the theater regarding COVID?
Yeah, so the thing that we're most proud of is we have bipolar ionization installed in all of our auditoriums at both theaters. This is just an extra step that basically purifies the air in each auditorium. So you really are getting the cleanest air possible. And so this is great for, obviously, the current situation the world's in right now, but it's also great for just down the road. You know, you're going to, in the years to come, you're going to go into the theater and just have really great clean air to breathe in while you watch your movie. So in addition to the bipolar ionization, we also have automatic seat buffering. So when you buy your ticket to any film or event, you automatically get two empty seats put on either side of your party. And then we're, of course, also really focusing on touchless experiences. So there's no kiosk. You don't have to go to the ticket counter unless you need something specific. You can have your tickets on your phone, go to the theater, and just show those to your server. And it's a great way to kind of just limit your interactions with both our team and other guests at the theater.
And mask wearing is still required?
Correct, yes. Masks are required, except for the very specific points in time where you're eating or drinking something.
I know earlier you were also allowing for the renting out of an entire theater where you can just bring your own private group. Is that still a big part of what you're doing?
Yeah, so we do have a program that's still available, and it's at both theaters. It's called the Personal Theater Rental Program. And basically, for a flat fee of $150 plus the cost of the ticket, you're able to reserve a screen at any of our or either of our theaters and have a private screening for you and anybody who you want to involve or invite, either from your family or your personal isolation pod. Quarantine pod. So, you know, you can show whatever movie you like, whether it's a current film that's in release, a classic movie that you and your family just adore. And it's a great way to watch a movie with the audience that you know exactly who's going to be invited.
I know the West Side location opened just about, I think, 5 years ago. So you've been programming here for some time and you've got two theaters now to program. You're also programming in Lubbock and your Houston theaters. I'm just curious, over the years, is there anything unique that stuck out to you about El Paso audiences, what they respond to, or is it similar kinds of things that people watch in, like in Lubbock and Houston? Or
You know, every city is a little different. And in fact, in cities where we have multiple Alamos, sometimes the neighborhoods are different.
Right.
You know, but what I've really kind of gone to know from El Paso is they love their horror films. So whether it's a new or a classic, you know, we always try to bring in something scary whenever possible. And the other thing is they love the films that reflect their community and the culture, the local culture. You know, it just was a couple of days ago that we had the anniversary of the big Selena event we did at our Montecito location a few years back, where we had the cover band come out. And we had, I think the end total was 12 sold out screens of Selena in a single weekend. You know, it was our highest grossing film of that entire weekend was a film that at that point, I think was celebrating, I think it was his 20th anniversary, but it was just a wonderful testament to, you know, the fact that people were anxious to celebrate this film on the big screen, even though it was a few decades old. And we see that quite a bit whenever we bring back a film, whether it's in partnership with the Mexican consulate, which we're going to do some more programming with them in the coming weeks and months, or if it's just a comfort movie that people grew up with.
I'm curious quickly as we wrap up that, you know, I think most people are aware that the major studios, the theatrical business has dried up for the last year, and they've been holding back a lot of major, major releases that would have come out last summer, last Christmas. Do you expect by the fall, we're just every week going to have a huge major Hollywood release?
It certainly feels like that. And not even by the fall, it looks like by the Memorial Day weekend right now is the current line in the sand, and that may shift, but it looks like Memorial Day weekend is going to kick off just pretty much a year of blockbusters every week. And as a movie fan, first and foremost, I'm excited because there's a lot of movies I've been waiting a very long time to watch on the big screen. And
fantastic.
I look forward to getting that opportunity.
Everybody get vaccinated because we're going to have a lot to see. Well, Robert, it's always great to talk to you. And it does seem like an eternity since I got to watch a movie in an actual theater. So I'm so excited to be coming back to theaters and to check out the new Alamo. Thanks for talking with me today.
Thank you.
I've been discussing the opening of El Paso's newest Alamo Drafthouse Cinema with Robert Saucedo, programming director for Triple Tap Ventures, the franchise owner of the El Paso Alamo locations. The new cinema is open now and located on El Paso's east side at Pelicano and Loop 375. You can see all of the films and events scheduled at both El Paso Alamo locations at drafthouse.com/El Paso. Thanks to the KTEP staff for editing today's show. I'm Charles Horak. Keep wearing your masks, and thanks for listening to On Film.